I was involved in all of the building.
Wow.
You put the paneling on.
Did all this paneling work by myself.
Wow, that's really nice because it's lighter than, it's a good color.
I did have these ceilings done by the drywall had put up and the ceilings sprayed.
Yeah.
And the bedrooms are drywall.
Well, that's great.
Even helped with building the fireplace.
Yeah, that'd be a good job.
He did his own
excellent
wiring and plumbing. And jack of all trades.
Takes a lot of smarts there, yeah.
You wouldn't expect that from a pencil pusher, would you?
Yeah. My grandpa was like that, too, and he didn't work in the trades. He worked in, I don't know if I call it pencil pushing. Fair, some salesmanship does. Some sales and stuff like that, but he did a lot of work there.
Yeah.
So you get the house all built. There's something that every room has to have other than just, you know, it has to have certain...
You mean a necessary room?
Yeah, it has to have something in it to be functional. What would those things be called? A general term for this, the table and the chairs and everything. What is the term for that?
Well, our furniture.
What kind of furniture do you expect to have in a living room, for instance?
Oh, a recliner where I can take a nap and...
What about this?
Sofa.
It's nice.
Table to pile junk on.
Table to pile junk on. That sounds like my house.
Well, we need either a table or a bar or something to eat on once in a while, too. So.
Okay.
So we eat there and use these tables otherwise.
Do you have another table to eat on? Because you mentioned having a dining room. Or is
yeah,
this?
There's a table in there.
Okay. Over on that.
But you eat on that a lot?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good.
If we don't have company, we always eat there. If we have company, we move to... I have a great big Christmas cactus in the center of the table over there.
Okay. Got to move that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about a few things in the kitchen. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to do the dishes by hand anymore. Okay. You probably have some experience with that, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you need to do?
Even had to carry the water to do it with.
What did you use to carry the water in?
Oh, in a pail.
Okay. What other things do you have to have to do the dishes? Got to have water.
Yeah, and... some kind of soap, but we had to heat the water in on a wood-burning stove. Or
really?
Unless we went out and picked up cow chips for fuel.
you have to have a dish rag, is that what you would call it?
Or
is
there
Okay. What about something, how would you dry the dishes?
Oh, on a dish towel or tea towel, whatever.
Okay. Now you don't have to carry water, though. It's right there. What does the water come through to get into your house? Or get into your sink, I should say.
Well, I think it's all copper tubing water line from where it comes into the house, then all through the water distribution.
Okay. What do you actually call the thing that's right in your sink that you can move around where the water comes out?
Faucet.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything else?
Tap?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
People don't say that much anymore.
Mostly taps are outside, I guess.
Okay. What about a spigot? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it. But
that's not something you would typically say.
Uh-uh.
Okay. What is something that you might keep on the stove to boil water in?
Tea kettle.
Okay. Do you use that? Do you use those? Or?
Yeah, every now and then we do.
Okay.